Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Now, presumably, you are listening to this episode right before bed, but are you listening with the best headphones designed for sleep? I present to you Bedphones by Dubs Labs, the headphones designed to block snoring and to be the thinnest, most comfortable headphones for sleeping ever made. Most small headphones are regular earbuds, which can be incredibly uncomfortable for side sleepers, which is the case for me personally, and results in headphones being lodged into your ear canal, falling off, or creating a tangled mess, which is seemingly what I am able to do every time. It's a huge tangled mess. But Bedphones' unique design offers a much larger surface area than normal brands. And this large surface area, combined with their incredibly thin speakers, allows them to lie flat against your ears while exerting minimal force. Bedphones stay on your ears using unique memory wire ear hooks that can be bent around the ears for a perfect fit. And because you can bend the memory wire ear hooks as tight as need be, bedphones won't easily fall off your ears or create an annoying tangle in the middle of the night. Here's the exclusive offer to you as a listener of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Visit dubslabs.com and use promo code ASMR for 15% off your Bedphones order. That's dubslabs.com and use promo code ASMR for 15% off your Bedphones order. Go ahead and fall asleep to your favorite music, audiobook, podcast, hopefully Sleep and Relax ASMR, with Bedphones' patented, on-ear, incredibly thin, infinitely adjustable sleep headphones. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we are reading the Wikipedia page for Hokkaido, Japan. This is a series that we call ASM articles. We basically pick a subject, person, moment in history, whatever it may be, and we just learn about it. Typically, that consists of reading the Wikipedia page for the topic of the day. Just learn something together, maybe just to bore you to sleep. I selected Hokkaido, quite honestly, because I have had an affinity for Japan at a distance for a while. I've wanted to visit. And I also have eaten at a Japanese restaurant called Hokkaido that is quite delicious. And I was there the other week, and or last week, I should say, and I figured why not, you know, read about the city in Japan. So, obviously it's a super extensive page, so I'm going to be skipping here and there, but anyway, I'll shut up and just get to it. Hokkaido, literally translated to Northern Sea Circuit, Japanese pronunciation Hokkaido, I think that's how you say it. Formerly known as Ezo, Yezo, Yeso, or Yeso with double S, is the second largest island of Japan and the largest and northernmost prefecture. The Tsugaru Strait separates Hokkaido from Honshu. The two islands are connected by the undersea railway Seikan Tunnel. The largest city on Hokkaido is its capital, Sapporo, which is also its only ordinance-designated city, which I'm not sure what that means. About 43 kilometers north of Hokkaido lies Sakhalin Island, Russia, Sakhalin. To its east and northeast are the disputed Kuril Islands, and I'm not sure why they're disputed, so you'll have to forgive my ignorance. History. The Nihon Shoki, finished in 720 AD, is often said to be the first mention of Hokkaido in recorded history. According to the text, Abe no Hirafu led a large navy and army to northern areas from 658 to 660 and came into contact with the Mishihashi and Emishi. One of the places Hirafu went to was called Watarishima, which is often believed to be present-day Hokkaido. However, many theories exist in relation to the details of the event, including the location of Watarishima and the common belief that the Emishi in Watarishima were the ancestors of the present-day Ainu people. During the Nara and Heian periods, 710 to 1185, people in Hokkaido conducted trade with Dewa province. An outpost, sorry, by the way, I mean, I'm going to butcher these. I don't actually know how to pronounce them. I'm, you know, trying, but. Anyway, Dewa province, an outpost of the Japanese central government. From the Middle Ages, the people in Hokkaido began to be called Ezo. Hokkaido, formerly known as Ezoki, or Ezogashima, which translates to Island of the Ezo. The Ezo mainly relied upon hunting and fishing and obtained rice and iron through trade with the Japanese. During the Muromachi period, from 1336 to 1573, the Japanese created a settlement at the south of the Oshima Peninsula. As more people moved to the settlement to avoid battles, disputes arose between the Japanese and the Ainu. Excuse me. The disputes eventually developed into war. Takedo Nobuhiro killed the Ainu leader Koshamain, and defeated the opposition in 1457. Nobuhiro's descendants became the rulers of the Matsumae Han, which was granted exclusive trading rights with the Ainu in the Azuchi, Momoyama, and Edo periods from 1568 to 1868. The Matsumae family's economy relied upon trade with the Ainu. They held authority over the south of Ezoki until the end of the Edo period in 1868. The Matsumae clan rule over the Ainu must be understood in the context of the expansion of the Japanese feudal state. Medieval military leaders in the northern Honshu maintained only tenuous political and cultural ties to the imperial court and its proxies, the Kamakura Shogunate and Ashigaka Shogunate. Feudal strongmen sometimes located themselves within medieval institution order, taking shogunal titles, while at other times they assumed titles that seemed to give them a non-Japanese identity. In fact, many of the feudal strongmen were descended from the Emishi military leaders who had been assimilated into Japanese society. The Matsumae clan were of Yamato descent, like other ethnic Japanese people, whereas the Emishi of northern Honshu were a distinctive group related to the Ainu. The Emishi were conquered and integrated into the Japanese state dating back as far as the 8th century, and as a result began to lose their distinctive culture and ethnicity as it became minorities. By the time the Matsumae clan ruled over the Ainu, most of the Emishi were ethnically mixed and physically closer to Japanese than they were to Ainu. There were numerous revolts by the Ainu against feudal rule. The last large-scale resistance was Shakushine's revolt in 1669 to 1672. In 1789, a smaller movement, the Menashi-Kunashi Rebellion, was also crushed. After that rebellion, the terms Japanese and Ainu referred to clearly distinguished groups, and the Matsumae were unequivocally Japanese. In 1799 through 1821 and 1855 through 1858, the Edo Shogunate took direct control over Hokkaido in response to a perceived threat from Russia. Leading up to the Meiji Restoration, the Tokugawa Shogunate realized there was a need to prepare northern defenses against a possible Russian invasion and took control over most of Ezoki. The Shogunate made the plight of the Ainu slightly easier, but did not change the overall form of rule. Hokkaido was known as Ezoki until the Meiji Restoration. Shortly after the Boshin War in 1868, a group of Tokugawa loyalists led by Enomoto Takeaki temporarily occupied the island. The polity is commonly but mistakenly known as the Republic of Ezo. But the rebellion was crushed in May of 1869. 1999. Izoki was subsequently put under the control of Hakodate Fu, Hakodate Prefectural Government. When establishing the Development Commission, also known as Kaitakuchi, the Meiji government introduced a new name. After 1869, the northern Japanese island was also known as Hokkaido, and regional subdivisions were established, including the provinces of Oshima, Shiribeshi, Iburi, Ishikari, Teshio, Kitama, Hidaki, Tokachi, Kushiro, Nemuri, and Chishima. Again, I'm pronouncing everything based on what I remember hearing from, like, anime that I used to listen to in Japanese. So, in my head, I'm doing an okay job, but I'm sure I'll get at least one email about it. The primary purpose of the Development Commission was to secure Hokkaido before the Russians extended their control over the Far East, beyond Vladivostok, Kuroda, Kyotaka. These are two different substances. But beyond Vladivostok, Kuroda Kiyotaka was put in charge of the venture. His first step was to journey to the United States and recruit Horace Capron, President Grant's Commissioner of Agriculture. From 1871 to 1873, Capron bent his efforts to expounding Western agriculture and mining with mixed results. Capron, frustrated with obstacles to his efforts, returned home in 1875. In 1876, William S. Clark arrived to found an agricultural college in Sapporo. Although he only remained a year, Clark left lasting impressions in Hokkaido, inspiring the Japanese with his teachings on agriculture as well as Christianity. His parting words, "Boys, be ambitious," can be found on public buildings in Hokkaido to this day. The population of Hokkaido boomed from 58,000 to 240,000 during this decade. In 1882, the Development Commission was abolished. Transportation on the island was still underdeveloped, so the prefecture was split into several sub-prefectures, namely Hakodate Prefecture, Sapporo Prefecture, and Nemuro Prefecture. Anyway, that could fulfill administrative duties of the prefectural government and keep tight control over the developing island. In 1886, the three prefectures were demoted, and Hokkaido was put under the Hokkaido Agency. It's a lot of administrative stuff, isn't it? In mid-July 1945, shipping cities and military facilities in Hokkaido were attacked by the U.S. Navy's Task Force 38. On 14th and 15th of July, aircraft operating from the Task Force's aircraft carrier sank and damaged a large number of ships in ports along Hokkaido's southern coastline, as well as northern Honshu. In addition, July 15th, a force of three battleships and two light cruisers bombarded the city of Muran. Before the Japanese surrender was formalized, the Soviet Union made preparations for an invasion of Hokkaido, but President Harry Truman made it clear that the surrender of all the Japanese home islands would be carried out by General MacArthur per the 1943 Cairo Declaration. Naming of Hokkaido. When establishing the Development Commission, also known as Kaitakushi, the Meiji government decided to change the name of Izoki. Matsuda Takashiro submitted six proposals, including such names as Kaiokudo and Hokkaido, to the government. The government eventually decided to use the name Hokkaido, but decided to write it as something, because it's written in Japanese, as a compromise between something and something, like literally Japanese letters, because of the similarity with such names as Tokaido. According to Matsuda, the name was thought up because the Ainu called the region Kai. Historically, many peoples who had interactions with the ancestors of Ainu called them and their islands Kui, Koye, Koi, or some similar name, which may have some connection to the early modern form Kai. The Kai element also strongly resembles the Onyomi or Sino-Japanese reading of the characters something, Onyomi. Yeah, more Japanese letters or characters. which have been used for over 1,000 years in China and Japan as a standard orthographic form to be used when referring to Ainu and related peoples. It is possible that Matsuda's Kai was actually an alteration influenced by the Sino-Japanese reading of Kai of the Nivg exonym for the Ainu, namely Koi or IPA. I congratulate you if you got any of that. There is no known established Ainu language word for the island of Hokkaido. However, the Ainu people did have a name for all of their domain, which included Hokkaido, along with the Kuril Islands, Sakhalin, and parts of the northern Honshu, which was Ainu Mosir, a name taken by the modern Ainu to refer to their traditional homeland. Ainu Mosir literally translates as the land where people, the Ainu, live, and it was traditionally used to be contrasted with the Kamui Mosir, the land of the Kamui spirits. In 1947, Hokkaido became a full-fledged prefecture, but the Ken suffix was never added to the name, so the Do suffix came to be understood to mean prefecture. Hokkaido Ken, literally North Sea Province Prefecture, is therefore technically speaking a redundant term, although it is occasionally used to differentiate the government from the island itself. The prefecture's government calls the Hokkaido government, calls itself the Hokkaido government rather than the Hokkaido Prefecture government. Geography. The island of Hokkaido is located at the north end of Japan near Russia and has coastlines on the south on the Sea of Japan, the Sea of Okhotsk, no idea how to say that, and the Pacific Ocean. The center of the island has a number of mountains and volcanic plateau, and there are coastal plains in all directions. Major cities include Sapporo, delicious beer, and Asahikawa in the central region, and the port of Hakodate facing Honshu. The governmental jurisdiction of Hokkaido incorporates several smaller islands, including Rishiri, Okushiri Island, and Rebun. Because the prefectural status of Hokkaido is denoted by the DO in its name, it is rarely referred to as Hokkaido Prefecture, except when necessary to distinguish the governmental entity from the island. The island ranks 21st in the world by area. It is 3.6% smaller than the island of Ireland, while Hispaniola is 6.1% smaller than Hokkaido. By population, it ranks 20th between Ireland and Sicily. Hokkaido population is 4.7% less than that of the island of Ireland, and Sicily's is 12% lower than Hokkaido's. In the east, there are two areas where a grid with spacing of nearly 3 kilometers was formed by narrow bands of forest. It was designed to buffer wind, especially during blizzards, to protect cattle. It also serves as habitat and transportation corridors for animals and hikers. Seismic activity. Like many areas of Japan, Hokkaido is seismically active. Aside from numerous earthquakes, the falling volcanoes are still considered active, at least one eruption since 1850. Mount Koma, Mount Usu and Showa Shinzan, Mount Tarumai, Mount Tokachi, and Mount Maikan. In 1993, an earthquake of magnitude 7.7 generated a tsunami, which devastated Okushiri, killing 202 inhabitants. An earthquake of magnitude 8.3, struck near the island on 26th of September 2003. On September 6, 2018, so literally last month or 2 months ago at this point, I don't remember. I don't even know what month we're in. An earthquake of magnitude 6.6 affected the island. Its epicenter was near the city of Tomokomai. And now we move into national parks and quasi-national parks. Just a few. There exist many undisturbed forests in Hokkaido, including Shiretoko National Park, Aka National Park, Kushiro Shidokusen National Park, Shikotsu Toya National Park, and Rishiri Rebun Sarupetsu National Park. Wildlife. There are three populations of the Hokkaido brown bear subspecies. There are more brown bears in Hokkaido than anywhere else in Asia besides Russia. The Hokkaido brown bear is separated into three distinct lineages. There are only eight lineages in the world. Those of Honshu died out long ago. Native conifer species in northern Hokkaido is the Abies sachalinensis. The Hydrangea hirta species is also located on the island. I have no idea what differences there would be there. Climate. Japan's coldest region, Hokkaido, has relatively cool summers and icy, snowy winters. Most of the island falls in the humid continental climate zone with Köppen climate classification, DFB, in most areas, but DFA, hot summer, humid, continental, and some inland lowlands. The average August temperature ranges from 17 to 22 degrees Celsius, which is 62 degrees Fahrenheit to 71. Gorgeous. While the average January temperature ranges from minus 12 to minus 4 degrees Celsius, which is 10.4 to 24.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Which is really not that bad. In both cases, depending on elevation and distance from the ocean, though temperatures on the western side of the island tend to be a little warmer than on the eastern. The northern portion of Hokkaido falls into the taiga biome with significant snowfall. Snowfall varies widely from as much as 11 meters, 400 inches, on the mountain adjacent to the Sea of Japan down to around 1.8 meters or 71 inches on the Pacific coast. The island tends to see isolated snowstorms that develop long-lasting snowbanks in contrast to the constant flurry seen in the Hokuriku region. Unlike other major islands of Japan, Hokkaido is normally not affected by the June-July rainy season, and the relative lack of humidity and typically warm rather than hot summer weather makes its climate an attraction for tourists from other parts of Japan. In winter, the generally high quality of powder snow and numerous mountains in Hokkaido make it a popular region for snow sports. The snowfall usually commences in earnest in November, and ski resorts, such as those at Niseko, Furumanu, Taini, and Rusutsu, usually operate between December and April. Hokkaido celebrates its winter weather at the Sapporo Snow Festival. Major cities and towns. Hokkaido's largest city is the capital, Sapporo, which is a designated city. The island has two core cities, Hakodate in the south and Asahikawa in the central region. Other important population centers include Rumoi, Iwamizawa, Kushiro, Obihiro, Kitami, Amashiri, Wakanai, and Nemuru. Hi. Economy. Although there is some light industry, most notably paper milling and beer brewing, most of the population is employed by the service sector. I'm surprised to say that, right? Because Sapporo, I mean, maybe Sapporo beer is not made in Sapporo, but one would think that it's a major employer of such a large exporter of beer. In 2001, the service sector and the other tertiary industries generated more than three-quarters of the gross domestic product. However, agriculture and other primary industries play a large role in Hokkaido's economy. Hokkaido has nearly one-fourth of Japan's total arable lands. It ranks first in the nation in the production of a host of agricultural products, including wheat, soybeans, potatoes, sugar, beet, onions, pumpkins, corn, raw milk, and beef. Hokkaido also accounts for 22% of Japan's forest, with a sizable timber industry. Tourism is also an important industry, especially during the cool summertime when visitors are attracted to Hokkaido's open spaces and hotter and more humid parts of Japan and other Asian countries. During the winter, skiing and other winter sports bring other tourists, and increasingly international ones, to the island. Education. The Hokkaido Prefectural Board of Education oversees public schools, except colleges and universities, in Hokkaido. Public elementary and junior high schools, except Hokkaido, Noburibetsu Akebi Secondary School, and schools attached to Hokkaido University Education, are operated by municipalities, and public high schools are operated by either the prefectural board or municipalities. Hokkaido has 37 universities. That's a lot. 7 national, 5 local, public, and 25 private universities. 34 junior colleges and 5 colleges of technology. National universities in Hokkaido are Hokkaido University, Hokkaido University of Education, Muroran Institute of Technology, Otaru University of Commerce, Obihiro University of Agriculture and Veterinary Medicine, Asahikawa Medical University, Kitami Institute of Technology. Hokkaido government runs Sapporo Medical University and Medical School in Sapporo. Sports. The 1972 Winter Olympics were held in Sapporo. The sports teams listed below are based in Hokkaido. You have Hokkaido American Football Association, obviously football, like American football. Consadole Sapporo, which is a baseball team. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, which is basketball. Levanga Hokkaido, Sapporo, Japan. What? Levanga Hokkaido, Sapporo. I guess that's the team of the JBL. And you have the Nippon Paper Cranes and the OG Eagles, which are ice hockey teams. Hokkaido has relationships with several provinces and states and other entities worldwide, which includes Alberta, Canada, since 1980, Heilongjiang, China, since 1980, Massachusetts, since 1988, Sakhalin Oblast, since 1998, Busan, since 2005, and Seoul, since 2010. And then we'll briefly touch on politics. That will be the last section. Governor. The current governor of Hokkaido is Harumi Takahashi. She won a fourth term in the gubernatorial election 2015 with center-right support. Her first election in 2003 is in a close race against center-left supporter Yoshiro Hachido, and 7 other candidates ended a 20-year streak of victories by Socialist Party heavyweight Takahiro Yokomichi, and then his former vice governor Tatsuya Hori, who beat Hideki Itou twice by large margins. Itou, a former Socialist Diet member, was supported by the Liberal Democratic Party against Hori in 1995. In 1999, Hori was supported by all major non-communist parties, and Itou ran without party support. Before 1983, the governorship had been held by Liberal Democrats Naohiro Tokakinai and Kingo Machimura for 24 years. Actually, I'll finish with movies. It's very short. Movies. A handful of movies have been filmed in Hokkaido, which include Contact, a 1997 American film. I don't have anything else. So that was it. We learned about Hokkaido. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Maybe you're asleep. Either way, that's okay. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can always email the show at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Make sure to check out our podcast on Tingles, the very popular ASMR app. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening, and take care. Go ahead and fall asleep to your favorite music, audiobook, or podcast with Bedphones patented on-ear, incredibly thin sleep headphones. Remember to visit dubslabs.com and use promo code ASMR for 15% off your Bedphones.